Congress and President Barack Obama took the last few days off to enjoy Christmas. Today, the Senate and President are back in Washington, but the House will enjoy a few more days off. Representatives are not due back at the Capitol until Sunday. But it's unclear whether members are coming back to vote on a bill to stave off the fiscal cliff. Speaking last Friday evening, Mr. Obama told reporters it's time to scale back ambitions. Congress should pass a bill
that prevents a tax hike on middle-class Americans, protects unemployment insurance for 2 million Americans, and lays the groundwork for further work on both growth and deficit reduction. That's an achievable goal.
That bill does not exist yet. Jason Piquet, the research director at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, says the president's latest proposal would increase taxes on household income above $250,000.
You're only going to get, you know, $700, $800, maybe even $900 billion in savings over 10 years from that. That's nowhere near enough to actually put the debt on a stabilized level as a share of the economy and actually reduce it over the long term.
Piquet, who wears a red bracelet that says inaction is not an option, says all proposals from Congress and the White House thus far are too small. They would only stabilize the debt, not reduce it.
Lawmakers need to put in place about $3 to $4 trillion in new savings to put debt on a clear downward path later this decade. That clear downward path is such an important metric because it gives us some wiggle room. You know, if economic projections aren't quite what we think they are, if they're a little bit worse, if healthcare costs grow a little bit faster than what we're currently projecting, you know, it's okay. We have some wiggle room.
The Senate is preoccupied with a disaster relief bill that is unlikely to get a vote in the House this year. It's also slated to pass an intelligence bill. At a vote this evening, Senator Mark Begich placed blame for the lack of movement squarely on the Republican-controlled House. He wants them to pass a Senate bill that would extend the current tax rates for income below $250,000.
The House has had very similar to that plan, not the unemployment benefits, but everything else they've had. They've sat on that since July. So my view is they could easily just pop that loose. We'd be out of here in an hour.
Senator Begich would not say whether the proposed stopgap would save enough money to delay the spending cuts set to take effect next week. He says Congress needs to accept the coming spending cuts. Passing a small package may provide Congress with political cover for delaying the cuts. Jason Piquet says Congress has had more than enough time. Every delay makes a bigger deal harder.
This is kind of setting itself up to be a series of small deals. We had the Budget Control Act back in the summer of 2011. You know, if this plan manages to go through the House and Senate and signed by the White House, it would be kind of a stage two in all this. And we'd have to come back to the table.
The number two Democrat in the House, Steny Hoyer, offered a philosophical prediction for the coming days.
If you have 10 problems, solving one problem is not bad. Solving 10 is wonderful. But you ought not to have the solving of all of them the enemy of solving any of them.
Translation, if there is a stopgap measure coming, do not expect it to do too much. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.